Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your son is a failure. He's barely passing my class, and with grades like this, I'm just not sure what kind of future he's gonna have. What do you have to say for yourself? You're supposed to graduate this year.
Listen to Mr. Johnson. What kind of future do you think you're gonna have?
With all due respect, don't call me a failure. Failure is an event, not a person, in fact. And you talk about the future, Mr. Johnson, but you're not preparing us for that.
Excuse me?
Just listen to what I'm saying.
This should be good.
Would you agree that in the future, most careers will become automated?
Yeah, so?
So the people who succeed will have to be curious, innovative, with resilience to adapt to new changes.
What's your point?
My point is, the focus in this school is not on that. It is on regurgitating information and test taking, and that's just real. But in today's world, creativity is the most important leadership skill.
Oh, that's how you feel.
You don't have to believe me, but maybe you will believe the 1,500 executives who recently said creativity is the most important leadership skill. See, pretty soon, no one will be hired because of what they know. Because who cares what you know or if you've memorized a fact? We've got Google and Siri for that. In the future, people will be hired because of what they can do with their knowledge. Can they creatively solve real-world problems, not just follow instructions or directions and bubble in multiple-choice questions? So, Mom, that's why I'm stressed, because these robotic tasks we learn in school should stop. Because no one can do a robot's job better than a robot. Billionaire founder of Alibaba, Jack Ma, said that we should not compete with artificial intelligence, but instead focus on developing unique human intelligence. Mr. Johnson, drills are for teeth, not the human mind. So these repetitive knowledge-based tasks we must leave behind. Or in the future, you're gonna find a lot of people graduating out of your class right into the unemployment line. See, many top companies today don't look at grades. Mom, that old way is expiring. Google has been quoted as saying GPAs are worthless criteria for hiring. Founder of Tesla, Elon Musk, agrees. So I say this with unease and sorrow. If you continue to teach today as you taught yesterday, then you rob us students of tomorrow. Mr. Johnson, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Sometimes sitting in your class is tough. I'm constantly thinking, if I don't look up at the clock, maybe it'll speed up. So I listen to you do my work and pay attention, feeling like an hour had to have gone by, but it was only 3 minutes. So if you wonder why we're bored in class, look, you want to get a kid to hate reading? Give them this, a school textbook. And some people think it's our fault, and that hurts me. They say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And to that I say no. Firstly, you can put salt in that horse's hay and make him thirsty. And if you bring joy in your classroom, you can make any bad student nerdy as he or she discovers the beauty of truly learning. Mr. Johnson, I mean no disrespect. You have the most important job on this planet. You build, create, and save lives. But if you really care about my future, like you say, then you have to fully commit and ask yourself honestly, how do I prepare a child for a future that doesn't yet exist? Here's a hint. The answer is not found in this. It's using this and this. See, in the future, we will need more passion and compassion. People with inspired hearts and wisdom to uplift this planet. And Mom, I love you, but can I be real?
Go ahead.
You want to know one of the biggest factors for childhood success? It's not IQ. It's family meals. And we haven't had one of those in a while. See, I know sometimes you don't feel proud, because I may not be a straight A student, but I'm not stupid. These tests may be 70% of my grade, but they're 0% of my future. But don't worry, I'll pass this class and get through this. But I need you to give me the space I need to be me and live true. Because the best feeling in the world is that your own parents get you. There's a passage in a book called The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And if you don't mind, I'd love to share it with you.
Go ahead.
See, he says, your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, they do not belong to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow. So, Mom, I'd appreciate it if you give me the love that I need to pursue my dreams. See, if we are to succeed, all three of us need behavior change on all fronts. We talk about the future, but the future is now, and it is created now by all of us.
I've never heard you speak like that before.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But I'm going to reach out to administration and try to change some things. You have my word.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.